פרקי. ואלו הן הממונים שהיו במקדש. These are the names of the people who were appointed to take care of different functions in the Mikdash. Yochanan ben Pinchas al Achosmos. The Vilna Gaon explains that these were, we'll see in the Gemara, either the people who were the most prominent people who had these positions, or they were the first people who had the positions. And all the people after that were called on their name. Just like all the Paros were called Paro, and all the Avimelechs were called Avimelech. All the people who had these positions, even though they had their own name, this was the official name of that position. So Yochanan ben Pinchas al Achosmos, right? He took care of all of the seals in the Beis Hamikdash. They had, as Marzen discussed, they had different seals that they would give a person a petek for this kind of carbon, for this amount of flour, or this amount of oil, and whatever. So he took care of the seals. Achiyah al-Nesachim. Achiyah took care of the Nesachim. Masya ben Shmuel al-Paisos. Masya ben Shmuel took care of the Paisos. The Takman Chatan explains each one of these. Psachya al-Hakinim. Psachya was especially appointed to take care of the women or men who had to bring a carbon of Ophos, Kinim. Psachya zu Mordechai. And Psachya was Mordechai. Because he would open things and darshan them, and he knew 70 languages. The shaila whether this Mordechai, Tosus says, if you mention the Mishnah, he lived a long time. So some say it wasn't the Mordechai of Esther and Esther's time. It was a different Mordechai. Some say that it was what's it called, like we said, he was called on the name of the first Mordechai. And others say that what's it called, that this Mishnah was written way before Rebbe. The Mishnah is already written before Rebbe's time. The time of the Anshei Knesset HaGdola. Rebbe just compiled them, he didn't write them. So therefore this Mishnah who mentions Mordechai may have been what's it called, written already in the time of the Anshei Knesset HaGdola. What?
Are
No, Tuhan. Ben Achia al Choli Me'ayim. Ben Achia was a doctor who took care of people who had stomach problems. In the Beis Hamikdash, there were people with stomach problems. Nechunya Chofer Sichin. Nechunya was the one who was responsible to oversee the excavations that they had to make in the Beis Hamikdash. Gvine Cruz Ben Gever al Ne'ila Sha'arim. Gvine Cruz Ben Gever was appointed to make sure that the gates in the Beis Hamikdash were closed properly. Ben Bavi Mamun al Hapkia, Ben Arza al Tzaltzal, Hugris Ben Levi al Ashir, Beis Garmu al Maisa Lechem Aponim, Beis Aftinus al Maisa Aktores, the Elazar al Parochas, and Pinchas Hamalbish. Pinchas took care of the clothing of the Kohanim. Okay, so Takan Chatan explains most of these. Okay, Elan Amunim, Loshen Rabbeinu Hagon, Kulam Nikru al Shem Harishon. They all were called, for the first person who had this job, everybody else was called on his name. V'chein b'malachim, Paro, Avimelech, Malchit Tzedek, Menachos b'Mordechai. V'chein k'moshikosim b'Menachos b'Mordechai. V'yushalmi v'pinchas ha-malbish. Yushalmi also says, Pinchas ha-malbish wasn't that person, right? It was the first person. Everybody then got that name when they got their position. Ha-paisos, la-horos, seder, ha-gorolos, mi-yiske, ba-vodazu, mi-bacheres. The paisos were, they made the gorol, right? They stood the Kohanim in a circle, and they made a number, and they counted who would get the avoda that day, and then the people who would follow to his right. Ha-kinim, kagon zov, zov, v'yoledesh, shemidhim, kinei chova, nosni mo'seim, l'shofro, shemmitash, v'hamemunim, al-shofro, slochim, ha-mol, shemvim, ben kinim. Somebody's a big chacham that he would know if the woman really was chayiv this carbon or not, and it took a lot of chachma to know all of the details of when a woman became a zava, when a man became a zav, and how many karbanas she was chayiv. So you need somebody who was a talmud chacham to oversee the kinim. The Odeh B'Shivim Lashon, who siyuma the milsa? The Lahachi minu lazel, if he should call Hanoshim Shavin Akin, Lashonim Mishulim Larsosom, Lashonosom, Umashubish Gamke. Right? The reason he had to know 70 languages is because when the women brought these korbanos and they had to explain the situation and he had to make the decision whether she's chayiv a korban or not, how many korbanos she's chayiv, he had to know their language because they came with different languages and different dialects, that's called shibushim in that language, in each language. He knew all the dialects of those lashonos. Woman came, she said, this is carbon is for my ziva, zivasi. So normally you would think ziva is because she was a zava, and she should bring one an ola and one a chatas. And Lamaisa, what's it called, he realized that the way she said it, she didn't mean ziva, she meant that a ze'ev came and what's it called, threatened her child, and she wanted to bring a thanksgiving to the Rabban Hashem. So both of them were olas. There was no chatas over here. Al-Choli Mayayim, Beforesh B'Gmara. Chofer Sichin, Kadeshi Amayim, Mitzum Lodir Golem. He took care of the excavations of water reservoirs for Oli Regolim. Gedini Shem Odom HaMachris. He was the guy who made the announcements that it's time to bring the Korban HaTamid and so on. Tzaltzal symbol. Shehayu Shomim Koloi Yoschirin HaLaviyim B'Shir. The first made a symbol, and then that was a sign that they should start the Shira. Ben Levi, Mishavit Levi, Alashir LaHaskil, Vesiumo HaYukula Misaimin. He started the songs in the Beis HaMikdash on the Korbanos, and he was the one who made the final note to finish. The what's it called, the sound of the symbol. Okay, Rabbi Chizkia Omer Simon v'Rabbanan Chad Omer Ksheirei Dor v'Dor Balim Nos Aleihen V'Charno Omer Mishum Shohaya Ba'osel Ador Monem Asher B'Dorim. So Rabbi Chizkia, in the name of Rabbi Simon, said that that there's an argument over here. What these names were they the people who were kosher in every generation, right? And what's it called? That's why the name was called on that person, right? The most prominent person who had that job. So from then on, they called everybody by the name of that job. Or everybody mentioned the person who was in his generation. It wasn't necessarily like the Vilna Gaon says, he's going on the other side. That it was the most prominent person. But it was, what's it called? In every generation, there was a person who was Memunah. And each, what's it called? Tana, even though they're not mentioned the person of his generation. So when the Mishnah was compiled, it mentioned different people of different generations, not necessarily the most prominent ones or the most kosher ones. So Mandi Omer Kishere Kol Dor V'Dor Balim Nos Al Kulan Hu Omer Zecher Tzadik Livracha. If you're saying that the ones that are mentioned in the Mishnah were all Kisherim, they were the prominent people, then when it says Al Kulan Hu Omer Zecher Tzadik Livracha, right, it goes on all of them. And even though the Gemara in Yuma says, and Kulam Nemru Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and all of them includes the people from Beis Aftinis, even though they didn't want to teach other people how to make the Ktores, and they didn't want to teach the other people how to make the Lechem Aponim, but the Gemara says a reason for that, why they didn't want to. So in the end, they were also sharing. But the, what's it called, some of them didn't want to teach, and there was no excuse. They were not Tzadikim, right? So the ones who say that, what's it called, that the ones that mention in the Mishnah are all Ksherim, so the Zecher Tzadik Livracha goes on all of them. Man Da'omer Mishayi Bosodor, the one who says that they just counted the people, they mentioned the people who were in each generation, they weren't necessarily Tzadikim. They would happen to be the people who had this position in their generation. Mashibidoro Akulanu Omer V'Shem Rishoyim Yirkov, the Almin Nemer Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Ben Kotin V'Chaderov. Right, and the Maisa, it's a Meshubishtik Agir, so it's the opposite. Not on all of them did it say Zecher Tzadik Livracha, right? But only on the ones that didn't refuse to teach other people, even if they had an excuse. They weren't necessarily Ksheri. Okay, see, the Takan Khan explains it. Ksheri Kol Dor V'Dor, Shalomona Rak HaKsherim Yuchadim. It only mentioned the prominent ones who were Ksheri, who were special people that had these jobs. Even though there were other people who had these jobs in other generations, they didn't mention them. They mentioned the most prominent one, right, and the most kosher. The best ones. So they mentioned these, and according to the Vilna Gaon, the names of all the rest of the people ever appointed to this job, the job got the name. No, some say that the Mishnah was compiled and it mentioned the people who, the Tanoim who mentioned this in the Mishnah, that these were the appointees in their time. And they loved Afka, were Ksherim. They could have been not such good people. The person who mentioned the names was the Tana who mentioned the names, mentioned the one that was in his generation. In Yuma it says a list of the people of all these people what they did, and it says so on them, on all of them it was said Zecher Tzadik Livracha. The Mishnah says that they were not good people. They didn't want to teach other people how to make the Torah or how to make the Lechem upon him. In the Braisa there in Yuma, it says that they had a good excuse. They had a reason why they didn't want to teach people the Torah and why they didn't want to teach people the Lechem upon him. So since they had a good excuse, they still were Ksherim. So when it says Zecher Tzadik Livracha, it goes on them too. The Cheinu Besugin. The Ben Kamtzer, Shalom Motzer Tshuva L'dvarav. Ben Kamtzer didn't want to teach the people the Shem Hashem, and he had no excuse. So Nemer v'Shem Rishoyin, on him was said Shem Rishoyin Yirkov. So according to the Man Yomar, says that all the people mentioned here were tzaddikim. In Yuma, the Zecher Tzadik L'vracha goes on them too. Man Yomar Mishahaya v'Lav Davka Ksherim, the one who says that these were just the people who existed in that generation of the time that were mentioned. Therefore, you can learn the Mishnah in Yuma Pashit. The Zecher Tzadik Livracha goes on the ones that are mentioned first. And Beis Aftinis and Beis Garmu, who Taka didn't want to teach, even though they had an excuse, they're not Zecher Tzadik Livracha. The Al Rishonim Koyal Ben Kotin V'Chaverov, the Choshim Shambaresha, Ben Kotin, who made a special kior with a lot of different spouts. So he was Zecher Tzadik Livracha. But the other ones who didn't want to teach, even though there was an excuse for them, they're Shem Rishoyim Yirkov. The Girsas Hasforim Chasera, Humashubeshes. And the way we have the Girsas, not exactly what it should be, but this is the Pshat, he says, that the Vilna Gaon said. Okay. Omer Abiona. Ksiv Lochein Achalik Loberabin, Ve'esatsumi Michalik Shalom. Okay, so now we're going to have a whole page of Agadato here. It says in the Pasuk, Lachain Achalek Lo Barabim, I'll split him up amongst the multitudes, the Esatsumi Michal, and together with the strong ones, he will split up the booty. So what is it talking about? Zerabi Akiva, Shehiskin Medrish Halochis Vahagodis. Right, this is the person who's Achalik Lo Barabim. Rabbi Akiva was the one who compiled Medrish, Halachas, Haggadahs, and all were a fila of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva originally had 24,000 Talmidim, then they all died. He had five other Talmidim, and then he had many, many Talmidim from them, and all Torah Shebal Peh came from Rabbi Akiva. Om Rabbi Yonah, Ksiv, I did knock at Milas Hamuskarim Lashevach, we got Milas Achachom, Mishimon, Wakol, knock at Lahacha. Since it was mentioning the Milas of these Mamunim, so it now mentions the Milas of the Chachomim. Achalek Lubarabim, Zabriva Kiva, Sharabim, why you tell me that? Kamoshikosa Beresh Megillah, the Kulos, Timisoy, Ali Rabbi Kiva, all Stam Mishnahs go according to Rabbi Akiva. Vamrina Bigmara, Vahoya Ha'olim Shomim, doesn't mean the Stam Mishnahs of the Mishnais Rabbi Yehuda, those are Rabbi Meir. But Stimasa, sometimes Rabbi Yehuda Hanossi, right, was so same a Mishnah Stam, and he went Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Meir was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. So all Stam Mishnahs ultimately are Rabbi Akiva. The Amina Bigmara, the Hoya Olam Shom, Emiat Shabur Rabbi Akiva, that's Rabbi Sena Shabadorim. The Hemi Talmidim Harbe. After those five Talmidim, he had a lot of other Talmidim. L'chein dorish alav achalek lo berabim. Chelek olam haba lo talmidav. He gets a big chelek in olam haba for him and his students. The sefer dekrov yisatsumim koy avlithize al haruge lud. Shinitz'atz mulim shornaf shonkidish Hashem. And the end of the pasuk, the Gemara doesn't darshan right now, but it's going on haruge lud, the strong ones who got a chelek in olam haba because they were moser nefesh, was haruge lud, was the Gemara says, is puppets and ulinus, they were brothers. And they found the king's daughter dead, and they wanted to blame all the Jews and kill everybody in the city. And they admitted that they killed her, even though they didn't. But that way, the king killed them and didn't kill the rest of the city. So they were Moser Nefesh to save a whole city. They were called Haruge Lud, and they got tremendous Olam Haba. The Yesh Omrim, Elu Anshik Nesagdola, right? Tiknu. The Hamedrash, Halachos, Hagodas were the work of the Anshik Nesagdola. They're the ones who compiled it. Right? Elamat Tikkun Zeh. What did Rabbi Akiva Masakin? Right? Klolos, Protos, all the Klolim and Protim in what's it called in the Mishnayos. Right? We'll see in one second what that means. Omer Avok, Sid, Mishpachas Sofrim, Yoshve Yavetz. Matamid Lomer Sofrim. It says Mishpachas Sofrim. Why were they called Sofrim? Elisha Osuas HaTorah Sfuros Sfuros. They made the Torah, even Torah Shabbat Peh, numbers. They numbered the things so it's easier to remember. For instance, Hamisha Lo Yitrimu, Truma. Five people, what's it called, can't take Truma. Hey Dvorim Chayom Bechala. Five things are Chayiv in Chala. So they mention the number to make it easier to remember what they were. Chamesh Esrei Noshim Potras Soroseim. 15 women pater their tzoros, Yivamas. Shloshim V'sheish Krisis Batorah. Shloshim Esrei Dover Nemru B'Nivlas Ha'oftar. Dalet Ovis Nezikin. Ovis Malachas Arboim Chosar Achas. Okay, let's see the Takan Chavitin. So the, what's it called? So these were what's it called? Rabbi Akiva and his Talmidim made the Torah compartmentalized. They made everything into a number to make it easier to remember. Yecholik Shalom Shlal Ha'oivim K'moshe Tochas Rabbi Akiva V'Chaveru Mahin Medin. Right, there's a medrash that says that Tachas Hazov Yavi Kesef. You can always replace something, but you can't replace Rabbi Akiva and his Talmidim. They were killed. Zev Shomer Tachas Asher Hera Lomus Nafsho Shemoser Nafsho Lemisa Kedosh Shomer Bechol Yomah Imitzdar LeKayim VeAftes Hashem Elokecha Bechol LeNafshecha. Rabbi Akiva always was looking forward to be Moser Nefesh Al Kiddush Hashem. So there's no replacement for him. Zev Shomer Nafsho. Zesh Omer Nafsho, Vizel Lishna the Komar, Vihera Sha'orir Olov Sha'ya Makil Kilos, the Espochim Nimne, Kmoshikosov, Oily Kimachali Shabbos. So it says that he used to, what's it called, make Kahilos and teach Torah Barabim, and he was put in jail because of that with a bunch of what's it called, of criminals. So he said, what's it called? Looks like I'm a criminal too. Like, what's it called? I'm put in jail because I was Machal Shabbos or whatever. I was put in jail because I was teaching Torah. So he in Atsumi Mechalik Shal. These are the Giborim that will get the big Chelik in Olam Haba. Anshik Nesagdola Tiknu Shan Mishnah Hamedrish Hayim Akubul Miyodim Meanshik Nesagdola Kmoshe Kosev Agaonim. Wasn't Rabbi Akiva who compiled the Medrashim and Agadas and Halachas? That was already done by the Anshik Nesagdola. So what did Rabbi Akiva do? Klolim Upratim Klolim Kmo Klalom Rabbi Akiva. Right, Rabbi Akiva said that this rule. They made the rules, the general rules. The kulus dimisoi klolei halachas upratas sheyedorish al kol kotz the kotz tilei tilim shel halachas. Rabbi Akiva used to darish on every crown of the letters. Right, what's it called? The tilei tilim of halachas. What's it called? Mounds of halacha. Sheyachizosam itagin deraisa meinin sheyah ben gerim. So he says that the idea is that not that he darshan the halachas from these tagim, but Rabbi Akiva was a ger. A ger is compared to the crowns on the letters in the Torah. Jews, every Jew is a letter in the Torah. Every ger is what's added to those letters, is the crown. So Rabbi Akiva got his koach to darshan the Torah from the tagim, from being a ger. Said already that they were sofrim. Why say again sofrim? Sofrim svuros kadeshu neged ene haoskim bazocher v'shamar. Right, they should be able to remember. So they made it into numbers. So they remembered all the different things. You remember there was five things that you had to remember. So you, it was easier to remember what they were. Chamisha lo yitrimu v'had lo choshev elohani dvarim lechudai. Why is it mentioned only these? There's so many places in Shas where it says numbers of things. The imishum simana bi'amal lecheshvei bezel gimel. If it's only for a simon to tell me an example, say two or three of them. Why you mentioned six of them? Right. Ela du kol kolashas. So the Vilna Gaon says the reason is that what's it called? That these things are representative of all shisha sidrei mishnah, one for each one. Umaschu b'seder harishon. V'noket k'seder ha'misaper el v'somik kodshim l'taros v'ovos l'ovos. So what are the things? The first one is chamisha lo yitrumu. Right? So that's zroim. Okay? And zhei dvorim chayovim b'chala is also zroim. So those are mentioned for zroim. Chamesha srei noshim is noshim. Now it should have said after zroim moed. But first it says noshim. Then shloshim v'sheish krisus is from what's it called? From kachim. Krisus is in kachim. Shloshim v'sheish dvar nemru b'nivlas ha'of is taharis. Kachim and taharis you want to put together. Dalit olos nazikim is nazikin. Olos malachas arboim chasarachas is moed. So you have all shisha sidre mishnah here. Okay. Let's go on. Omer Rebbe Eliezer. Ksiv le'ezra ha'kohen ha'sofer. Matamad lomer sofer. Why was Ezra ha'kohen called a sofer? Elikashem shei sofer b'divrei Torah, just like he counted all the letters of the Torah. The Torah shebichsav. Kacha yasofer b'divrei chachomim. Same way he counted everything that was the Torah shebal petu. His letter called a sofer. Matamad lomer sofer. Ksiv shom asher nosra melech atashachsta le'ezra ha'kohen ha'sofer. Sofer divrei mitzvah Hashem. Twice he mentioned sofer. Sofer divrei mitzvah Hashem, the chukah, the kivin d'chshiva sofer kama matamid lomer sofer ba. Why does man say sofer twice? Shem shaya sofer b'divrei Torah, kacha yasofer b'divrei chachamim. The sefer d'kra divrei mitzvah Hashem is talking about divrei chachamim, Torah shebal peh. Who Torah shebichsav? Kama shekasa v'zeh sofer meir b'Torah Hashem. He was mamish a sofer b'Torah Hashem. That's Torah shebichsav. The chukah of Yisrael is a Torah shebal peh, and he was also a sofer in Torah shebal peh. Torah Shebichsav was given even to the Goyim in 70 languages, and that's why the Rambam Taka says you're allowed to teach Torah Shebichsav to a Goy, only Torah Shebal Peh not. But later on the Rambam is going to say, but Torah Shebal Peh the Goyim didn't have, only Torah Shebichsav.
Bad thing with the translator.
What?
I thought it was a bad thing they translated it.
What thing?
When they translated
it. It was a bad thing they translated into Greek, but originally it was given B'Shivim Losh, and it was what's it called, translated into 70 languages on the stones by Harevel. It's part of the Torah. Well, the reason that they translated Torah into Greek, right, that it should be available for the Greek was a bad thing, because the reason they wanted it was a bad thing. Okay, but originally it was what's it called? It was given in all 70 lashonos. Okay. Okay. Rabbi Chagi b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman. Rabbi, yeah. Harishonim chorshu v'zoru nichshu kischu idru kitzru imru doshu zoru biru tochanu hirtidu lashu kitvu v'yofu. The Rishonim took care of everything in making the bread. All the 15, what's it called, 15, what's it called, stages in making bread, right? First you have to, what's it called, the plow in a place where the ground is hard in Eretz Yisrael, and then you plant after the first plowing, then you take away the weeds, and then what's it called, you hoe, and you cut, and you make bundles, and you thresh it, and you winnow it, and you separate it, and you grind it, and then you, what's it called, your marakeid, separate the good flour from the coarse flour, and then you make it into dough, and you makatef the dough, you set the dough properly to bake it, you bake it. V'onu ein lanu peh lechol. We don't have a mouth to eat. And they did everything for us, and we can't even eat. Not only don't we do all the things that they set up for us, we don't even have the ability to understand what they wrote, what they said. Harishonim, agav shezocher milas harishonim, hiskir achilik beinem leveinenu. So the difference now between us and the earlier chachamim. Chorshu choshiv tesla malachas hapas, lefisha Torah nikris lechem. Torah is called lechem. So preparing the Torah to be learned is like going through the 15 malachas of preparing bread. Okay. im imeshim adam es atzma lechayev ke'evin hazeh she'ino nimcheis. Person has to what's it called, enunciate the Torah. He has to use his mouth when it comes to Torah, not just his brain. Kamo shekasa psach pumcha, right? Open your mouth to Torah. Shenemer ki chayim heim lemotzoeihem, lemotzieihem b'peh. We learn from lemotzoeihem, the person who says it out, enunciates it, is going to remember it and learn it well. If you just think it, it's not good. We don't have a mouth, meaning we don't know how to learn. Now, everything was prepared for us, and we are, what's it called, we're lazy when it comes to actually putting it and saying it with our mouth. Okay. Rav Abba bar Zamina, b'shem Rav Zeira, in Havi Kadmoin Malachim, if the Rishonim were like Malachim, Anu B'nei Enosh, then we're like people. The ain Havin B'nei Enosh, and if they were like people, Anu Chamorim, then we're like donkeys. That's how we're compared to the Rishonim. Omer of Mona, Bahi Shaita Amrin, Afilu Kechamarti, Rapinchas Ben Yoyer, Lo Idamdun. We're not even like the donkey of Rapinchas Ben Yoyer, who is a tzaddik. We're like a regular donkey. In Kadmoy Malachim, Sha'odim Vilna Gaon explains the following way. A person is half Malach, half Behema. Because he has a physical side and a spiritual side. So half of him is like a Malach, and half of him is like a Behema. Chetzu Behema Tzaraguf, Kiyadua. Kamo Sheheri Chasmag, Bak Tomosol, Lechelik Essen, Varishonim, Higbiru Koacham Malach, Lassus from Konan. Rishonim were like Malachim, because they emphasized the Malach part of them. So they were like Malachim. The Ruchnius was the Iker. Bnei Enosh, Kamoshe Kosa Ben Chocham Yisamech Oviv, Kamoshe Kosa Rabbeinu Agon, Shechelek Oviv Goring Chochmoso. But we're like Ben Enosh. Ben Enosh means we're, our physical side is the Iker. But Lemaisa, we're what's it called, we're able to be misgaber on the physical and make the spiritual be misgaber on it. But the Iker is not by us, the spiritual. They're like Malachim, we're like Bnei Adam. V'chein omru, kedoshim tiyu ha-mekadish atzmo. Person is mekadish, his physical side. Kamo shekosu b'zohar, v'ayleman boni binyona. Kamo shekosu medrash rabba, al-posa ki ovi v'imi azavuni, rak shebekoach ho-ovim esgaber l'hargiz yetzra tov al-yetzahara. So, what's it called? Ben Enosh means, even though we're Enosh, we're what's it called, we're physical beings, but we have the power to overpower that and to make the physical spiritual. Kamo shekosav David Hargo, David HaMelech killed his Yetzer Hara. The Zesha Omer, B'nei Enosh. We're Enosh, but we're B'nei Enosh. B'nei signifies Ben Chocham, the what's it called, the person who, what's it called, builds himself. Ben means to build. You build yourself up. Even though our main part, our emphasis is on the Gashmias, we can build ourselves up from that Gashmias. But the Rishonim were Mamash, the Iker by them was the Ruchnias. And if they were like Bnei Adam, they were what's it called, people who were be'ikr gashmias, but they still were able to build themselves up to such a tremendous madrega. Anu chamorim shegavra chomer begolus, because when then we're like donkeys, because by us compared to them, the gashmias is much more misgaber on the ruchnias, especially in golus haTorah vaMitzvah she'ein lon haramach lelechem. We don't have 248 mitzvahs anymore to do, right? Which prepares us to overpower the Yetzer Hara, right? Ki nigru rube mitzvahs begalus, because in Galus many of the mitzvahs have to do with the base of mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael don't apply. The chen ksi malka v'sareh bagoyim ain't Torah. Even the Torah is minimized in Galus because it says malka v'sareh bagoyim ain't Torah. So with little Torah and little mitzvahs, we're like donkeys. Our chomer, our gashmistic part, definitely overpowers our spiritual part. Chamarte the Rapinchas Ben Yoyer, and we're not even like the Chamor of Rapinchas Ben Yoyer. So now the Gemara is going to stress what Chamor of Rapinchas Ben Yoyer. The Chamarte the Rapinchas Ben Yoyer Ganav Selistoi. Thieves stole Rapinchas Ben Yoyer's Chamor. Belelio Avadet Tamira Gavon Talti Yomit. Belelio, and at night. And they, what's it called, and they hid it for 3 days, the lotom, and the animal wouldn't eat for 3 days. 3 days it didn't touch anything. Klum, not something to taste anything. Boser talta yomin imlichun machzarta. Right, so after 3 days they said, we're not getting any benefits from this donkey, it's going to die on us. So you might as well give it back. Stam, to steal something you have no benefit from is not kedai. Right? So they sent, they want to give it back. Amrei afkinun min hocha delotemus gabon. Now let's get it out of here. It didn't die by us. Afkuna, so they get it back. Ozus the kamala altara demora. So it went and it wandered back to the doorway of Rav Pinchas ben Yoyir. It went back to its owner. Shariyes manhekes omer lon pischon lahado alufsa de isla klasiom lotoma klum. So they said, they gave the message that you better let this donkey in because it hasn't eaten for 3 days. You better feed it something before it dies. Paschal, they opened up the door for the donkey, the alisla, and it went in. Omer lon yehovel klum teichel. So give it something to eat. Yehavim komas sha'orim v'lo bois lamechel. So they gave it some barley and didn't want to eat. Amrin le Rebbe lo bois lamechel. So they went to the Pinchas ben Yoyir and said the donkey doesn't want to eat. Omer lo misaknin inhun. The maestro, said, you take trumas and maestros from the sha'orim. Amr le in. Omer lo darimten demayin. Did you take demay from these barley? Right? In other words, if it would belong to an Amoritz, right, that part, did you take the Demai?
What was the difference?
Well, no, because they took the Trumas and Maestros off the other part, and the one they gave the donkey, they didn't take off Demai. Right? In other words, the ones that they bought from an Amoritz, and that's the ones they fed it, the ones that they didn't take off Demai. No, that's, in other words, did you take off Trumas and Maestros from the regular things? Yeah. So he says, but that's not the problem. How about this, what you fed to it? Did you take off Demai either? Amr Lelo? We didn't take off the mai. We fed it the thing, which if you get to give it to an animal, you don't take off the mai. Lokein alfen, didn't you teach us, Rebbe? Halokeh zera lebehema, kemach laoro, shemen laor, potter menat mai. The mai is only if you're using it for your own purposes, for food. But if you're using it for shemen to make light, or kemach to use to make oros, or to give it to an animal, you don't have to take off the mai. Because most Amoraites take off Trumas and Maestros. It's only a Chumrah. So the Rabbanah were only Machmer if you're using it for your own food. So you don't have to take off Demai from what's it called, from animal food. So we didn't feed this. The problem was not that it was Tevel, because we took off, whenever you had to take off Trumas and Maestros, we took off Trumas and Maestros. The problem was that this was specifically for an animal, and it was only Demai, but for an Amoraites. And he claimed he took off Trumas and Maestros. So we didn't take off the mai, because you don't have to take it off. He taught us you don't take off the mai for an animal. So what can I do with this animal? It's machmer on itself. It doesn't want to eat the mai. Even though the halacha is it could, it's extra machmer. Since it belonged to Pinchas ben Yoyir, it was extra kodesh. So they took off the mai and then it ate. So the chamarte the Rav Pinchas ben Yoyir ganvu alishtim avidas haisetzlam gimel yomim velo toma klumus, buy them for 3 days and didn't eat. Machzarta shenim lechul achziros, they decided to return it. Afkana notzi mikan shelo tomus, so they returned it with a note or with a they proclaimed, take let this animal in, hasn't eaten for 3 days. Tara shar shor Rav Pinchas ben Yoyir, so went back to the gate of Rav Pinchas ben Yoyir. Mesakin in blob solas. Is this, what's it called, is there anything mixed in with this that would be solus? Or what's it called? Maybe the food is not good, that's why the animal's not eating. Arimnun in nasakim demai. Were you marim demai? Lo kein alfen, the chilola marita tonu rabbeinu shalokeach lebehema potter mitmai. Something that's specifically meant for animals to eat, you don't have to take off the mai. The visharov amihoris maasrahem, the lo gazru ksheno ochel biatzmo. They only made the chumra, the gzeir of the mai, if you're eating it yourself. But if you're not eating it, or you're giving it to an animal to eat, then you don't have to take off the mai. Machmer al nafsha, shikhu de mai. The animal's machmer, what can I do? Okay. So he learns misaknin inun is not going on Trumas and Maestros. Misaknin inun means maybe the food's bad, maybe there's psolus in it, that's why he doesn't want to eat. He said no, it's perfect food, good animal food. So he said maybe he didn't take off Demai, that was the thing. Okay. Okay, Psach Yalakinim, Boreim Agodl Hu Kocha Shel Oso Ish, Poseach Dvorim V'Dorshim. Look at the Koach of Psachio, who was Mordechai, and they bring a Raya, the Psachio was Mordechai, interesting Raya. If you look at the letters of Psachio, Pei is double Mem. Two Mems is a Pei. Tav is double Resh. Ches is double Dalet. And Yud is half of Chav, and Hey is half of Yud. So the first three letters, if you have them, you get Mem Resh Dalet. And the last two letters, if you double them, you get Chav Yud. And they bring a Raya from a Pasuk, V'hoysa, what's it called, Tchilosa Mitzar, V'achrischa Yashki Me'od. In the beginning, you have to make it less, and in the end, double it. And then you get the letters of Mordechai.
Where's that from?
Who's the one who says it? What?
Who is that member?
Reshisha, it's a Pasuk. Reshisha Mitzar, V'achrischa Yishke Me'od. The beginning is less, and the end will be, your beginning will be little, and in the end you'll be a lot. So he says that hints to this idea. Who says it? I don't remember who says it. In any case, okay. Let's go on. So Psachya was Mordechai, and he knew 70 languages, and he was a big Talmud Chacham. Yodea ba'ayin lashon, Tani Sanhedrin sheish b'shnayim shichon ledaber, the kulan yurin lishmar, is a ruya l'Sanhedrin. A Sanhedrin that has at least two people who know how to speak all 70 languages, and the others can understand it but can't speak it, that's a good Sanhedrin. That's a gimel hariz abeninis. If you have three people who know how to speak all 70 languages, that's a medium-sized, a medium-level Sanhedrin. Dalet harizet chachoma. And if you have four, that's an extra special Sanhedrin. Ubiyavna hayubad dalet. And in Yavne Taka, they had four people who knew 70 languages to speak. Ben Azai, Ben Zoma, Ben Chachinai, Rav Lozer, Ben Masya. Omer b'chizda, pam achas yov she'eretz Yisrael, v'lo yodah mehechen lohavi omer. One time, Eretz Yisrael, there was a drought, and they didn't know where to bring the omer from. V'avi tamon chad ilen, there was a deaf mute, v'avi yoiv chad yodhi al gagos, v'chad yodhi al tzrifim. He put one of his hands on the roof, and the other hand on the tzrifim, on a, what's it called, like a shed. V'aishinu kamei de psachis, they run to psachis, you know what he's talking about. Omer lohu, ish asar de miskariya gagos tzrifim or tzrifim gagos? Is there a place that's called Gagos Shrifin or Shrifin Gagos? He's giving us a hint that that's where you'll find barley. Aslan Tamon, the Ashkecha. They went and they taka found it. Reb Yossi, Bei Rebbe Boon, Pamachas Nishtav Kol HaOlam Kulo. There's a drought in the whole world. V'loha Yodim Hechelov Yomer. V'avi Tamon Chad Ilim. Again, there was a deaf mute. V'avi Yoiv Yodhi Al Eino, V'yodhi Al Sukhra. And he put one hand on his eye, and another hand on the, what's it called, on the... what's it called? The hole in the door where the bolt goes into the door. That's called the what's it called? The socher abria. That's where they put the latch into the door, the bolt into the door to lock the door. That's called sukhra. I see no gabi psach. Yomer lon is asar de miskaria ein socher or socher ayin. He's trying to hint to us that there's a place called Ein Socher with his tfua. V'azum tamavet, and they found it. Gimel noshim eviu kinehem. Three women brought their kinim. They brought a pair of birds. And achas omeres le'inosi. One said, this is for my ainosi. So it could be her ona, onosi. Or mayon, that I was, what's it called, bleeding like a brook. V'achas omeres le'yamosi, to my yam. So people thought that they were zavos, and they were bringing these for a ziva. One was a chatos, and one was an ola. The achas omeres lezivosi, zush omeres leinosi shavrin neimer shofas kemayim. Omer lom ba'ayno sakanis sakanta zu. So Psachi said, no, she doesn't mean that. I can see from the way she's talking what she means is she had a danger to her life and something, an eye disease, and she was saved. So she wants to bring a Thanksgiving offering. So it's not a chatos; it's two olas. Shomerisli Amosi Shavrin Namer Shofas Kiyam. Right? They thought that she said it's like I'm bleeding like a sea. Amarlon Biyama Sakantazu. No, she was in danger. She almost drowned in the sea. And that's why she's bringing these karbanas. Shomerisli Zivasi Shavrin Namer Zava Mamish. She was a Zava. Amarlon, no, Zay Bodlikless Mana. A wolf by the carry away her son, and he was saved. So she wants to bring a Thanksgiving thing. Okay. Bo'ra'e lefisha milui hoyu alakinim she gufei Torah v'nosin tam lomar she nikra psachya she'll posech dvorim v'storim v'segurim. He's to open things that were hidden to everybody else and be able to understand things that other people misunderstood. Shiyodim v'davra v'shivim lashon v'shmoa lehovin afa b'shenu yodei lehoshin. He can't speak 70 languages, but he can understand them. Chad ilim she'no shomei v'enam v'davra, deaf mute. Tzrifin hisuka she'en lo gag v'chadim l'malah. It's like a lean-to. Gago Srifin, if Ishiniach Yodo Trila al Gago, Somer Trila Gago Srifin. Maybe there's a place called Gago Srifin. Sukhra Khorshim and Mezuzah Sadelas, it's a hole. The Sukhra is the hole in the doorpost. Shibo Tochvin Abriach Lino, that's where you put the bolts to close the door. Ein Sukhra Kedaprishis. Shofaz Kemayan, Domim, Umavia Beish Kinim, Echaz Chatas, Echad Ola Kedin Zava. So everybody thought she said she's a Zava. And Maisa, they're not, what's it called, not Chattas and Ol, they're both Olos. Zei Bo'aliko, the Nodra Kanachas, Kein Echos, Latzolos Beno. Umaisi Lashem, he told Shoya Chachem Gogol, the Odea Tiva Lashonos, Haven Dover Zeb, the Acher Hoyanitsu, but somebody else would have misunderstood and brought one as a Chattas, and it wasn't a Chattas, it would have been Chulim Bazor. He understood that what she really meant is she made a nether because a wolf took her kid, and now he was saved, so she wants now to kind the nether.